When Hands alerts you that a potential duplicate record exists, it's important to review the matching pop-up information with the client to determine whether to choose yes, this is their record, or no, this is not their record. Remember, you're viewing sensitive information in Hands, and it's important to avoid sharing personal information belonging to other clients. Be careful not to ask questions like, do you recognize this phone number, 480-555-5555, or do you know someone named Susan Smith? Including sensitive information in your questions may disclose another client's personal information. Instead of sharing details to find out if a Hands pop-up question refers to a duplicate record, ask questions the client would be able to answer if the record was theirs. Asking open-ended questions is a great way to prompt their recall of information that would indicate an existing record is a duplicate. Questions such as, can you tell me any other phone numbers you may have used? What other Phoenix addresses have you had in the past 3 years? Can you tell me about anyone else at the same address who may have been on WIC? It may be helpful to open the record of a potential duplicate to find more clues to help you determine whether it is a duplicate record. Continue looking for clues to verify details that allow you to determine yes, this is their record, or no, this is not their record.